House will vote on whether to make Washington, D.C. a state Tuesday. By Wendell Hasebo on April 16, 2021. The House of Representatives will vote Tuesday on whether to make Washington, D.C., a state. The House Oversight Committee, chaired by Representative Carolyn Maloney, DNY, voted the bill, H.R. 51, out of committee by a vote of 25-19 to create D.C. statehood Wednesday. House moving to put D.C. statehood bill on the floor next week. pic.twitter.com/FARHWU. Mike DeBonis, at McKay DeBonis, April 16, 2021. Big's view is supported by legal scholars, who oppose D.C. statehood's feasibility without a constitutional amendment to the 23rd Amendment. The Office of Legal Counsel in 2007 believed it was unconstitutional. The Justice Department under former President Reagan and former President Carter stated the transformation was unconstitutional. And so did Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, when he sat on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Additionally, 22 state attorneys general sent a letter Tuesday to President Joe Biden and Congress arguing Washington, D.C. cannot transition into a state via legislation, but only through the method of a constitutional amendment. The primary arguments against D.C. statehood are: our nation's capital was always meant to be unique. The framers established in the Constitution's District Clause that the nation's capital is a federal district, existing beyond the borders or influence of any state. H.R. 51 is doubly unconstitutional, violating both the plain meaning of the District Clause as well as the necessary implications of the 23rd Amendment. Even those who support D.C. statehood admit district residents enjoy special benefits due to where they live and would enjoy an outsized influence in Congress. The legislation is among those radical proposals the Democrats introduced in Biden's first 100 days, include packing the Supreme Court, amnesty, reparations, federalized elections, D.C. statehood, and banning the Electoral College. This story has been updated.